Two, nine times out of ten, you're ten. If your schedule open, I'll pencil you in. I wiggle it then, get with your friend. Laugh now, cry later, hope you tickle his den. Let's figure it out, I figured it out. Shawty so thick, she put a dent in my couch. And dent in my wallet, I'm digging her probably. I told her, let's kick it.
Karate.
Damn. Got a black belt on. Versace. Wanna get my eat on. Hibachi.
Towel.
Two chains on with a pinky ring. If I'm your boyfriend, you can have anything.
Anything.
Everything. I can upgrade you to better things.
Bro, hello.
You hear that wedding ring?
Yeah.
And if you answer, then we settling.
What's up? This is DJ Red Rose, and I am back in the flesh, in the studio. I'm back at home. Before I say anything, I would like to thank DJ Noni for this beautiful design that's in our studio. Our studio is revamped completely, and so will all of our shows be, but I'll get to that later. But man, thank you so much, DJ Noni. This is DJ Red Rose, that you are tuned in to the neighborhood. We do have new hours for the neighborhood and a new day, so we'll no longer be broadcasting on Wednesdays from 12 to 1 as we did last semester, because my schedule has changed up a little bit. So I will be coming on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 o'clock. And I hope that all my listeners can be back with me and continue to support the neighborhood. Now you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official flagship station of the San Rafael Pacific's baseball network, only at radio.dominican.edu. And our station number is 415-482-3587. You guys got that? 415-482-3587. Thank you once again. I hope all my listeners had a great summer. Everyone who's in school, who's a student, you know, I hope your first week was a great week back. And if you're not back at school yet, I hope you're ready to start school. A lot of us, a lot of my listeners are probably going into their senior years, and congratulations to everybody. It's hard work and dedication. Now, let's see. Did you guys check out the Blogspot over the summer? Oh man, the Blogspot is pretty ill. You guys should peek that out. You can find it on the radio.dominican.edu website. If you simply go to my section, The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, there are links right next to the photo of the neighborhood, the label, basically. There's a link that says Blogspot. Just click on it, and there you go. It'll take you right to the Blogspot page. I mean, I have a lot of stuff on that Blogspot. New songs that came out over the summer, music videos as well. Also, I feature artists, like paintings and stuff like that. So you might want to check out this one artist. His name is Nicholas Muhammad. Goes by Nico. Great artist. Pure work. Whoever's into urban art, I mean, he did a Biggie piece. He did a Tupac piece that was just amazing. Off the chain. He has an MLK piece. He has a Malcolm X piece. You name it, he can do it. Check out the Blogspot. Please. I'm telling you all to please check out the Blogspot. And during this semester, I'm going to continue to add things to it just so my listeners can have that first peek at everything. I also have a motivational video on there. It's about hard work and dedication. Amazing. Check it out. That's pretty much my motto. But speaking of models, you know, this summer was good for me. Bad. I had ups and downs. You know, in life, you lose people. And I lost one of my friends. He goes by the name of Oscar Duncan. Great guy. Youth minister. All that. Inspiring person. Just, I can't say anything negative about the guy. Everything that comes out of my mouth about this person, Oscar Duncan, is positive. Man of God, for real. He lived his life the right way and was at the wrong place at the wrong time. The wrong place happened to be his own home, the home he grew up in, right out front. And it's always sad to report something like this, especially when this person has been such a tremendous role model in today's society. So good for society, basically. He worked two jobs. He volunteered at a Boys and Girls Club in Venice, California. That's the city that he's from. Teaching the kids how to work studio equipment, produce their own music. He was a youth minister, and he was a gospel singer. So I want to get into an Oscar song. It's only appropriate. I didn't script this at all, but I thought about him just now, and I feel like you all should get to know him too. Listen to the lyrics he wrote himself. This is really genuinely how he feels about himself and other people. Now I'd like you to listen to this. This is Beautiful by Oscar Duncan.
This song is dedicated. To all the diamonds and the dimes and the dimes that haven't been found yet. Just listen. This song's for you.
You're a diamond, you just gotta find your shine. You're an eagle, you just gotta learn to fly. Through the dirt you found your worth, and what strength without some hurt love. Oh yes, yes. At night you would cry, outside the clock. 'Cause something's on my hand, no, it's on my wrist. I don't mind taking a risk with you.
I don't mind
taking this risk with you, yeah. 'Cause love has got me blind, yeah. So I'm walking by faith, yeah, with you.
'Cause you
said at night you would cry, lay down your pride on the pillowcase at night. Even though
that was Oscar Duncan with Beautiful. Rest in peace, Oscar. Joe, Jesus over everything. That was his motto. And that's what we're going to go by today. I'm not going to make this a gospel segment today, but I really do feel, I felt like that was appropriate to play at that moment. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, who tuned into the 2012 Summer Olympics? I did. I was glued to the TV pretty much up till 2 or 3 in the morning, watching random sports, also basketball. Watched a lot of basketball. Different countries play each other, and also, you know, Team USA, of course. But for Team USA as a whole, did great. Every USA athlete did tremendously well, and congratulations to everybody. Congratulations to making the team, to be a part of the Olympics. That's big in itself. And then winning medals on top of that, wow, that's just an honor. And I hope every athlete who got to participate in these Olympics is grateful and appreciative, because that could have easily been someone else. But anyway, did you guys check out the Fab Four? Introducing Gabrielle Douglas, though. Gymnastics was amazing. I was glued. Basically all their events, the whole gymnastics segment, all their segments, I was glued to the TV. And Gabrielle Douglas caught my eye. She is so talented. And she's only, 16 years old? Those girls are 16, 17, 18. Just out there doing it on the biggest stage in the world. That's the biggest stage in the world. The Olympic stage is the biggest athletic stage in the world. And they're teenagers doing big things. So congratulations to all those young ladies. All those, and their parents. There's a big congratulations to their parents, because you know what? They did something right. They did. They allowed their children to follow their dreams. And that is so great. And that's just a sign of great parenting. So congratulations to all their mothers and fathers. I know during the Olympics, I don't know, it seemed like people were trying to label Gabrielle Douglas as just, you know, having her mom around. But her father was very active in her life as well. He's actually in the military. And how a lot of her gymnastic classes and dues were paid were from her father, and scholarships from, I think, the National Guards. He's in the National Guards. Scholarships from the National Guards, and also a hefty chunk of his check. So her father is very active in her life. He's, of course, been to some of her gymnastic events. He was at the Olympic trials. So let's give that man credit where credit is due. Because there's one thing I didn't like about the whole Olympics, regarding Team USA, people were thanking their mothers, but what about their fathers? Some of those athletes had fathers who were active in, and still are active in their lives, and they deserve to be appreciated, almost like there was no appreciation for the fathers. I don't like that. And I'm a grown black woman saying this, so there must be a problem. We need to start showing our love for fathers more, even on Father's Day. It just doesn't seem as big of a deal as Mother's Day, and it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't. We need to reevaluate this whole thing. Also, but I would like to shout out the women's soccer team, Abby Womack and all them. They did a great job. That game against Canada before the championship game, wow, that was intense. I was tuned in the whole game. I don't know about you guys. I don't really watch soccer a lot, but when it's at that level, all that competitiveness, and just, it's just, oh, it's amazing. I love it. And that was a great game. Championship game was also great, but I don't think anything can top that game against Canada. And congratulations to Misty May and Kerry Walsh doing it again. It's their last time. They said that they were going to do it together in the Olympics, but they dominated beach volleyball. They did 3 Olympics together? Yeah, I think so, 3. Every 4 years. Yeah, wow. So they lost one set. Their record is undefeated. They're undefeated. They won gold every time they performed in Olympics together. And throughout all that, they only lost one set. And that came this year's Olympics. Just one set, though. So, I mean, you talk about amazing. That is amazing. But I would also like to shout out Venus and Serena Williams. Serena's a beast. Venus is a beast. I don't need to say any more about those two. Everybody already knows about them. Top performers in tennis, hands down. Congratulations to them. The men's basketball team. Congratulations to Team USA men's basketball team. Anthony Davis. Everybody saw Anthony Davis. You know, he made some noise. Congratulations to him. That young man has basically, he went to a high school that no one's ever heard about. They practice outside on like one of those little cheap Target courts. Grew, he started off about maybe 5'8 as a freshman in high school. They said by the time he had junior year, he just started growing and growing. He hit about 6'3 junior year. And then when he got into his senior year of high school, about 6'8, people started looking at him when he grew. And this guy made a lot of noise and ended up getting a scholarship to the, you know, University of Kentucky. Did his thing as a freshman with the class of other freshmen and, like, what, a couple sophomores and won national championship. Like, this guy is amazing, Anthony Davis. And he made Team USA number one draft pick to the Hornets. Oh, my gosh. This up-and-coming NBA season is going to be wild. Congratulations to Anthony Davis. Also, congratulations to LeBron James. Let's clap it up for LeBron. Not only did he win, you know, finally got a ring in the NBA with the Miami Heat, he also won a gold medal this year. So congratulations to LeBron James. Congratulations to Kobe Bryant for another gold medal. Congratulations to Tyson Chandler, Darren Williams, CP3. Chris Paul, not Candace Parker, but Candace Parker did win a gold medal with the women's team. So congratulations to them too, but we'll get to them later. I want to talk about this comparing the men's Team USA to the Dream Team, 92, and who's better and all that hoopla and everything. Of course, this year's team would say that they were better, but in fact, that's not true at all. I think the Dream Team would, of 92, the real Dream Team, the original, would put a spanking on the 2012 Dream Team. I'm just saying. You have, so what that Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were not at their prime? That doesn't matter. They were still balling with the best of the best. Then you had Michael Jordan on the team. You had Charles Barkley on the team. You had John Stockton at the point. You had Karl Malone. Are you paying attention to this, the bench, though? It didn't matter who started, because this team was blowing other countries out by more than a 40-point margin every game. I mean, and they had a college player on their team. Young guy, still in college. I forgot his name. But he went on to have a short NBA career. But he still got PT because you got Patrick Ewing was on the team. Who else was on that team? It was a dream team, literally. And to say, to try to compare and say that 2012 Dream Team had a shot, I don't think, no, that wouldn't have happened. I just think that the 92 Dream Team would have killed them. But anyway, on to the women's basketball and their incredible run in the Olympics. These ladies are just amazing. Now, this was the Dream Team of 2012. The women's basketball team. Gold medals. Six gold medals throughout all their runs in the Olympics. let's see, women's basketball hasn't been going on that for very long in the Olympics. So let's see, 6 golds, 1 silver, 1 bronze. That's their record throughout the Olympics. Every year that they competed, they've won a medal. And they've been undefeated for a while now. So congratulations to all of them, and they're superstars. Everyone on the women's Olympic team was a starter and a leader, team captain, in their own right on their WNBA teams. So they're the best basketball players in the world. But they did have competition because there were other dominant players on other teams, like Australia, for example. Australia had 4 WNBA players on their team. So it wasn't like a cakewalk for the women's team. Every night they played against talent, but they brought it. They had Gino Auriemma as their coach. I used to not like the guy, but I can respect him. I really can respect him. He's one of the best college coaches out right now, women's college coaches out right now. He knows what he's doing. He pushes his players, like Pat Summitt does too. She used to push her players to the limit, beyond their limit, actually. That's what they strive for every practice, is to push their players beyond their comfort zone, beyond their limits. And, you know, that's probably the approach that I'll be taking on my road to having my own Division I team. But anyway, let's reflect back on the blog spot. So, like I said, I posted many of songs on the blog spot. And you can find this specific song on there. It's a new song by Brandy, and it's featuring Chris Brown. It's called Put It Down. It's a pretty active song. The beat's pretty cool. This is Mo to the E to the Moesha Brandy. She has the braids in her video. So she's rocking it. She's rocking it, trying to get back on the scene. I can respect that. Welcome back, Brandy. And here's Brandy featuring Chris Brown. Put it down.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it cause right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, if you put it down, if you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, you're talking so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just cause the way you are. Cause everybody in here know that you're a star. And still I'm letting you know I got the sweetest heart. Any man that wants this, babe,
he gon' have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it cause right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
Maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 on me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it cause
maybe we
can fall in love.
If
you put it down,
so baby put it down.
If you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right,
maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love.
with all this money and all your cake. Girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, her friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
Yep. That was Brandy featuring Chris Brown with Put It Down. I'm going to put it down, make it fall in love. All right. So, look, you are listening to DJ Red Rose, and this is The Neighborhood on our new days from 11 to 12. And you can only listen on radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official flagship station of the San Rafael Pacific's baseball network at radio.dominican.edu. Remember, our station's phone number is 415-482-3587. And it's announcement time. So check this out for some upcoming games. Now, I'm so excited that football season is getting started and college football is getting started this Saturday. And my favorite college football team is the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Give it up for Conference USA. We are playing, Iowa State on Saturday. And if you're on the West Coast, the game will come on at 12:30 on your Fox Sport Net channel, your local Fox Sport Net channel. So FSN, if you have it. It actually might be on Comcast Sports as well, but check it out. FSN Comcast Sports is usually one of those. So check them out. You know, I have a favorite player on that team, too. This guy's amazing. Cornerback, as in the corner of a square or the corner of a room. Cornerback. And it's number 7. This guy can ball. His last name is Rose. Man, this guy is amazing. You guys have to check him out, though. It's going to be a big season for the Tulsa Hurricane. They have a nice, nice schedule. Those young men are going to be playing their behinds off this year. So tune into their games. Check out the website. Check out their schedule at, TulsaGoldenHurricane.com, I believe. Just GoldenHurricane.com. That's their website. Also, preseason NFL action is still going on, still going live. But for the Bay Area people, my team, the Chargers, are coming to town, San Francisco, on Thursday night. The action starts at 7. I will be there at Candlestick in the stadium. Watching that game, that's going to be pretty fun. It's preseason ball, but, you know, I like the Niners too, but I'm a Charger fan. So, DJ Red Rose will be in the stadium on Thursday night. Also, WNBA action tonight. I'm just so excited about this WNBA season. A lot of big things have been happening. It's been extended a little bit, you know, because of the Olympic break, which is all good with me because I'm a fan of women's basketball, period. So tonight we have the Tulsa Shock against the Atlanta Dream, and they play at 4 o'clock. We have the Washington Mystics against the Indiana. I forgot their names that quick. But Washington versus Indiana at 4. Connecticut Sun versus the Chicago Sky. They play at 5. Minnesota Lynx versus San Antonio Silver Stars. They also play at 5. So for these games, you could check your local listings, your cable listings. Also, ESPN2, probably. They'll show the Minnesota-San Antonio game or NBA TV. And to catch the other games, they'll probably come on. You have to check live access. So if you go to WNBA.com, there should be a live access link somewhere on that page. Just look for it, and you can watch the game streaming online. So you can catch every game through live access, which is great. But it's news time now, so let's get into it. Terrell Owens. T.O. gets cut from the Seattle Seahawks. Man, he didn't even make it past preseason. I guess he's that rusty. You know, I never really caught him in action. So, I don't know. But, I mean, that's sad to say. Maybe he should just go back to arena and just, you know, he's not getting paid as much, but he's still getting paid something and playing the sport that he loves. So, I mean, it's a win-win for him if he goes back to arena football. Or he can just work extra hard to get back to where he was. I think he still has a couple good years left in him. So, we'll see. Sad news. Friday will be Robin Roberts' last Good Morning America show. For health reasons, she'll be undergoing bone marrow transplant surgery. She was diagnosed with mesoplastic syndrome, MDS. So, prayers go up to Robin Roberts. Great, great, great host, great anchor lady, all that. But tell me what's up with this. Mitt Romney's campaign drops $500,000 on a Journeys concert. Really? That's where your campaign money's going? Towards a Journeys concert? $500,000? Man. Now, you could probably tell who I'm going to vote for, but I just want to let everybody know that go vote. If you're not registered to vote, register, please, before it's too late. Please register. There's still time. But go vote, because your vote does matter, and it does count. Whoever's telling you that your vote does not count is lying. And especially for black people. I'm going to put out there, especially for African Americans. Our vote is particularly important, because voting for us is a privilege. There is, I'm not making this up. There is like a certain law or bill that's passed like every 20 years or something like that. And if enough African Americans are not voting, we will lose our voting rights. And that's just the truth of the matter. So I think everybody who's listening today needs to stress the importance of voting to young kids, young adults, even if they can't vote. Just stress those importance of voting to them. So when that time comes, they will be more than glad to vote and pass the word. That's what we need to do. We need to start helping each other. As Fantasia said, I don't know if you guys watched the Essence Music Festival, but she made a great point. You know, the media has been coming down on her really hard. And it's specifically the African American blog sites, which is really sad to say. And basically her point was, in the black community, we need to start helping each other more rather than putting each other down. Pray for somebody rather than insulting them. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, she has a lot of issues, but so does everybody else. You know, everybody's human. And we tend to put people on this pedestal sometimes. Quote unquote celebrities on a pedestal. But they are human beings. They make mistakes just as we do. And we need to start accepting that. And instead of rubbing it in their face, we need to pray for them. I like what Fantasia said the other night. That was great. I watched the Essence Music Festival on TV1. That's where it is being broadcasted on TV1. So you can catch that. Who performed on there? Fantasia was on. Kirk Franklin did his thing. Kirk. Mary, they did their thing. Aretha Franklin. Mary J. Blige. Who else did I see? I saw one more person. Lettucey did her thing. So that's who I saw when I was watching the segment on TV1. But, check this out. Dr. Phil's 1957 Chevelle that's worth $100,000 was stolen. How wrong is that? Like, man, the guy just got the car running that day, that morning, and someone stole it that evening. That's messed up. I really feel for Dr. Phil because I know how people can get attached to their cars, especially the classics. Those are the babies. So, I mean, and you put a lot of money into those cars. It's not like people just, oh, nickel and dime their cars. No, they put a lot of money into the classics. And for someone to steal, that's just wrong. I hope they catch the person who did that. They will. I mean, it's Dr. Phil. They'll find him for sure. Also, I checked this out on TMZ.com. Beyonce's mother is selling her mansion in Texas for $3,499,000. Like, it's a $3 million mansion with the $500,000 discount. So check that out. The pics are amazing. I think it's worth every penny from looking at those pictures. That estate is humongous. You know, everything's big in Texas. And then it's just immaculate inside. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it comes furnished. So it's a cool setup. The pool looks amazing. It's like a humongous pool in the back with a bridge going over the pool. Looks like a mini island sitting in the middle of the pool. You got to check it out. You got to check out the pictures. I'm not doing the pictures justice right now. So just go check them out. TMZ. This is where I got all this news from T.O. to Beyonce's mom's home. So credit goes out to TMZ for those announcements for the news. But go check out the pictures of the house. The house is amazing. Who watched Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Reunion Part 1 last night? I did. I like some reality shows. I like some reality shows, and that one I find pretty entertaining sometimes. And the reunion was very interesting. Needless to say, if you haven't checked it out, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Go to VH1.com. You could probably check it out online right now, or you can just wait till it airs again on VH1. And also, Single Ladies. I'm going to do like a season review right now of the new Single Ladies. It's a new revamped Single Ladies, because you notice that Val is no longer a character on Single Ladies. So they have a new character. Her name is Raquel, and she has taken over Val's business. Val moved elsewhere. I'm talking about the Single Lady show. So Val moved out of the country, something like that. And Raquel bought her business, and now Raquel owns the store. And it was a good season. I enjoyed it. I think that Raquel, the lady who plays Raquel's character, is a great actress. And it was a good season. I really enjoyed it. It was funny. It was really funny. Very entertaining. Typical Single Ladies. Just a cool little show. Also, another show that I watch is True Blood. Some people can't get with it, and some people know what I'm talking about. True Blood is amazing. I don't care what anybody says. True Blood is the show. I have a couple HBO shows. Tremaine's another one. New season's coming soon. But True Blood season, man, I wish it was a little longer. I really do. I feel like I want to, you know, basically watch the new episodes tomorrow. That's how anxious I am for the new season to start, and it just ended on Sunday. So too bad for me. True Blood is just that good. It keeps you anxious and itchy to see what's going to happen next. So I'm just itching to see what's going to happen next. I can't believe Bill. Oh my gosh. OMG. I cannot believe Bill. Like, he really lost his mind in the show. But I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm going to stop right there talking about True Blood. Whoever saw the movie Sparkle, I hope you enjoyed it. I did. I saw it opening day. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Sparkle was great. Sparkle was great. It was a great movie. I liked the original and I liked this version. I mean, both versions were good. Credit goes out to Jordan Sparks and the young lady who played the sister who's going to med school. She also plays in the game. She did a great job. And the lady who plays sister, she did a great job. Derek Luke, he always does a great job. I mean, yeah. He was Sticks in the movie and this. Another young man, he played Levi. He did a great job. So, I mean, everybody did a good job. CeeLo, wow, that was just funny. I laughed at him. Mike Epps did a good job as well. It was a good movie. If you haven't seen Sparkle, go see it. It's worth paying for. It's worth going to the movies to see. For real. But, like I said, this show is about what? Sports, entertainment, music. So I'm going to get into, this young lady, let me just put it like this. This young lady has been in the industry for a while, but I kind of forgot about her. I don't know how. Like, she has a gorgeous voice, but her name is Teedra Moses, and this song is Be Your Girl. And you tell me what you think. Here goes Teedra Moses with Be Your Girl.
Don't know if you got a girl. Don't mean to disrespect, but thoughts of you rule my world. I even dream of you, I swear. Visions of you and I. See you all around my way. Been meaning to say hi, but I'm just way too shy.
That was Teedra Moses would Be Your Girl. Now, she actually signed with Double MG, Maybach Music Group, Rick Ross Group. That he signed some big artists. So I'm looking forward to their lineup. He has this guy, Staley. More of like a Kendrick Lamar kind of rapper, currency kind of rapper. Like, he's not like too much into the mainstream club scene kind of thing. He has vibing music, so look out for him too. You know, Meek Mills, that's one of their main artists right now on the label, Wale. Rick Ross, of course. I'm not like a big fan of Meek Mills. I can only listen to that certain content of music for a little while. But I do like his song, Amen. It's really catchy. It's a good little dance song. I do like it. Get ready to party. Listen to that. Amen. See, it's a lot of bad girls in the building. Amen. A couple real dudes in the building. Amen. Yeah, I like that song. That's a cool little cut right there. I wonder if anybody went to Rock the Bells. I didn't get a chance to go this year, unfortunately. I didn't find out that they were selling one-day tickets until Sunday. So I wanted to go one day, Saturday. And, yeah, didn't know that they were selling one-day tickets until Sunday. I don't think they started selling one-day tickets until Sunday, which is really sad because you can't force somebody to go to 2 days of music if they don't want to. What if they just want to go to one day? Just sell one day tickets, half price. I mean, come on now. It was $99 for 2 days. That's not bad at all. That's a great deal. But it's just the fact that the people that you go with may not be available that day, or, you know, you don't want to go by yourself. And also, if you don't live near the venue, then that's 2 days of driving. And if you don't want to buy, you know, rent a hotel, get a hotel room, it's just inconvenient. So I hope that whoever organized the event, you know, gets it together for next year. If they decide to make it a 2-day music festival, then sell 1-day tickets online, you know, make that an option. But I heard it was great. I got an exclusive 2 Chainz story though. Exclusive 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is a guy you heard rapping when I opened up my show. I played the Boyfriend remix, Justin Bieber. That was 2 Chainz. Really funny rapper. I think he's hilarious. I think he laughs at his own lines. He can't be serious. I don't think he's serious at all. I think he really, you know, enjoys the lyrics he writes and laughs at them. He's like a comedian rapper. That's what 2 Chainz is. He's a comedian rapper. One of my friends, Brittany, she said 2 Chainz is my favorite worst rapper. Something like that. It was something of that nature, but it was funny. It made sense though. When you try to connect it with 2 Chainz, you can't put him in a best rapper category. It's not like his flow is tight. It's just hilarious. Like, who says Black Diamond's apartheid? Like, who says that? Or Kick It Karate? Like, who says that? But anyway, 2 Chainz, he was supposed to perform at Rock the Bells during the day, his schedule, but he missed his flight. And so he got there right before the last person performed. And so he got to perform on the main stage, basically, right before people left. He made it in the nick of time. I don't know if he stayed for the second day. That was the first day. And that was from a reliable source, a credible DJ who knows a lot of entertainers and 2 Chainz as well. So, you know, he told me that story on Saturday night. It was pretty funny. But, yes. So there are plenty of hot artists out right now. And I would like to give this young man some credit. Usher Raymond. I really was not feeling him for the past year, 2 years or so. He started doing this pop thing, and I wasn't feeling it. Because, you know, Usher used to that real R&B, used to that You Remind Me, you know, Take It Nice and Slow, something. You know, Usher kind of flipped the script on us, but he's back. He's back. He has his... I like this song. I need to play it for you. I know I just played a song, but you got to hear this. This is Usher, What Happened to You? Usher is back, ladies and gentlemen. Usher is back and coming strong. Listen to this. Woo!
When you get it on, you get it on. Happened to you, yeah. From the beginning, knew what I was getting. But I was with it, and I'll admit that shit was clear, and once I got up in it, wouldn't be easy for me to let it go. For my time, I got money, but money don't buy time. I got a head, something got left behind. The world is yours, your son is that line. And in no time, I had
money, clothes, fancy cars, big old cribs, platinum on the wall, 7 Grammys, sold out concerts, damn, I've been working hard, private jets to France, many women I didn't had a bow.
You can say I made it, but I'm faded, cause I miss you, can we go back? But the issue is time we can't get back. Cause I miss you, can we go back? What happened to you? I'm happy for you. Did what I wanted, freaked all the honeys. I stayed on in mine, mine was on the money. Had whatever, whenever, hot vibe forever. Black, young, and clever. When you give it all, you get it all. Love would be the only reason to look back. But picture me complaining with all this
money, clothes, yeah. Fancy cars, big old cribs, platinum on the wall, 7 Grammys, sold out, yeah. Concerts, damn, I've been working hard, private jets to France, yeah. Many women I didn't had a ball.
You can say I'm faded, but I'm faded,
I miss you.
Cause I miss you. Does it make to have everything and nothing at the same time? Where are you? I need you, yeah. I'm looking for you. Girl, come and share all this.
Money, clothes, hey. Fancy cars, cars, big old cribs, platinum, platinum on the wall, wall. 7 Grammys, sold out concerts, damn, yeah.
Yes, that was Usher with What Happened to You. Ah, that's like my favorite song out right now, one of them at least. But anyways, I was talking about artists that, you know, who are kind of hot right now, and who's making a comeback. D'Angelo was making a comeback. He's on tour with Mary J. Blige right now. They'll be in the Bay Area, what, like next week or this weekend, something like that? Go check it out. Go check it out online. Go to StubHub or something like that. The ticket prices start at $30, so, you know, that might be a show that I might considering going to. It's in Concord at the Sleep Train Pavilion, I believe. If you have not checked out this guy's album, Frank Ocean, man, this guy's album is incredible. I played it straight for about a month in my car. I'm not going to lie. That's the only thing I listened to was his album start to finish. Every song is quality. It brings a different vibe. He even has a song with no words. It's called White. It's just music. Just incredible. Incredible. I'll play one day for you guys on the show. I'll play white. Man, this guy, Frank Ocean, is something special. And if you don't have his album, it's worth purchasing. It's worth purchasing. Don't download it. Purchase it. Because Target boycotted the sales of his album. Why? Who really knows? Who knows? Yep. The guy came out the closet, but who knows why they're boycotting selling his album. It's cool. It's a good album. Also, I've been talking about this man for a while. His name is Kendrick Lamar. He's finally getting the credit he deserves. If you haven't heard some of his new songs, he has a song out that's called Drank. Drank. And if you haven't heard it, it's pretty catchy. You know, he's releasing a lot of radio stuff right now, but it's still cool, though. It's still cool to me. I got to give that dude credit. Kendrick Lamar is doing his thing. Congratulations to him for the success. He was at Rock the Bells, too. He was at Rock the Bells. He was out here on Saturday. Kind of disappointed I missed him, but hey, I'll catch him. Meek Mills, he's pretty hot on mainstream. Rick Ross also with his new joint called Dice Pineapples. It's cool. Yeah, you know, I like their edited versions of their songs better, though. That's just me. I'm just digging their edited versions a little more. Man, time is flying. I can't believe it's 11:57. I'm supposed to be off air in 3 minutes. But I do have some quick announcements. And I'm going to close with a song. Check this out. Everybody in the Bay Area, Beanie Siegel is doing a kind of like a farewell tour. And he's going to be at the New Parish on Friday. I'm pretty sure his tickets are no more than $20. So check that out. If you are a Beanie Siegel fan, if you like a couple songs of his, go to that show. It should be great. The New Parish is a great venue in downtown Oakland on, what is it on? Grant, I believe. So hit that up. Go check out Beanie Siegel. Also, Dog Pound. Dog Pound. Corrupt. And who's it? Corrupt and... Is it Daz? It's going to be there. I forgot. But they'll be at the New Parish Friday, September the 14th. Go check that out. Also, you can go to newparish.com. Check all this out. Slum Village is going to be at the New Parish. All my Slum Village fans, they will be at the New Parish Saturday, September the 15th. Right after Dog Pound the next day. So that's like a double header right there. Check it out. Check it out. But trust me, I would love to thank you all for tuning in to the neighborhood. I really appreciate it. This is DJ Red Rose, and you can only tune into this show at radio.dominican.edu. Remember, everybody, it's on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 now. That's when I will be on air, and I hope that you continue to listen in. It's going to be some great stuff coming this semester, so I mean... Tune in. Tell a friend. Tell your neighbor. This is the neighborhood. Thank you, neighbors. I'm checking out. Enjoy this song.
But you always steal the scene. And I know you think that I'm not ready to truly say that you're the one for me. It's not that I don't think about it. Girl, I might look, but I won't touch. I'll never put that shit on. Well, I